Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lesson. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. As we enter the new year, would you like to be more successful in 2016? Well, who wouldn't want to be? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to put everything down in writing? Well, I usually make myself lists, but what I'm really, really good at is making a honey-do list for my husband. Have you ever wanted to know why you need to remind yourself why? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you make time to schedule a weekly meeting for yourself alone? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Successonomics? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to make 2016 your best year ever? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to one of my favorite co-hosts. He's also a sponsor, a speaker, author, and success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about how to be successful in 2016. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-why zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our co-host today. He has 30 years of experience in the project management field across multiple industries, including retail, defense, hospitality, and state and federal government. During his career, he has led projects ranging in size from 100K to 500B. His team leadership has impacted national and international companies, governments, and nonprofit organizations of all sizes, from 100 to over 10,000 team members. Welcome back and Happy New Year to my co-host today, Miles Miller. Hi, Miles. How you doing?
Hi, January. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners as well. We're only a few days into 2016, and I'm so excited. We got a whole new year and all kinds of possibilities.
Oh, and one of the things I'm most excited about is having you as a co-host each month on the show. Today, we're going to talk about how to be successful in 2016. And I'm sure a lot of people out there listening are thinking to themselves, well, 2015 wasn't so great. What can they do to get ready to be more successful this year?
Absolutely, January. Well, you know, being the beginning of the year, as most people do, they're thinking, you know, they do take that reflective time and they look back and they say, well, you know, here's what I did in 2015. Here's what I want to do different or better in 2016. And and we're going to definitely explore some different aspects as far as how to make that really happen this year, rather than just have it be a dream or an idea, actually make it a reality. But I want to embed in the minds of all your listeners the two words that tie all of these various concepts we're going to share together today. One is intentionality, and the other one is discipline. If those two words become part of everything you do this year, no matter what it is you want to do, whether it's lose weight, whether it's stop smoking, whether it's start a new business, whether it's to move from one part of the country to another part of the world, whatever it is, if those two words underpin everything you do, it's going to happen.
Okay. Intentionality and discipline.
Yes.
Now, intentionally deciding what you want to accomplish, is this something that you need to seek help with, or is this something you need to write down? How do you get to that place where you know exactly what you want to accomplish?
Well, absolutely. I think it's a combination of things. If you're I'll say this as kindly as I can. If you're a self-motivated person, if you literally can get up every day and say, today I'm going to accomplish this, and you can hold yourself truly, truly accountable, maybe you don't need that mentor or coach in your life. But I'm a firm believer in it. I know it has helped me all throughout my life. So you may need that mentor and coach. Maybe it's your spouse or significant other that's that person or partner in your life. But sometimes you need even someone outside of your close relationships to be that person. So that may help you. And then the other thing that I think, and this is one of the areas we're going to get into today, is the idea that you got to start putting what you want to do in front of you each and every day. And one of the areas that can definitely help you do this is taking your dreams and turning them, and I think dreaming is great. I think everybody needs to do it. I hate to hear when I hear kids being told, oh, you can't do that or you can't do this. And a lot of times adults get that told that too. Our dreams get squashed. And I'm a firm believer in don't ever let anyone squash your dreams. But if you want your dreams to be a reality, you're going to have to reinforce those dreams with what are called, and I'm sure some of your listeners have heard these, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, goals, not just goals, but SMART goals. You know, it's one thing to say, well, I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay, how are you going to do that? And that's where the SMART goals start to come into play.
Is SMART goals, is that an acronym?
Absolutely, it is, yes. What's that?
I just had a feeling it might be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. I love acronyms, especially once you remember them. It helps to in every aspect. But SMART stands, and I've seen different words used, but primarily the ones that most people use is SMART stands for specific, the S, M for measurable, A for attainable. That's so important. R for relevant. Some people substitute relevant for realistic. And T is time bound. And that, if you take, and we could probably do a whole session or a whole hour together on those just alone. But if every goal, if you say, you know, and I know many of your listeners are dreaming, this is what I want to do this year. This is what I want to make different about my life this year or my career or my relationship or whatever it is. If you sit down beyond the dream and say, okay, well, how am I going to do that? Be specific. How am I going to measure that? And measurements are very important. How am I going to attain that? And don't just look at the big picture. Think about the steps it's going to take to make that happen. How is it relevant? You know, how is it relevant to me? How is it realistic or relevant to me? And then time bound. You know, what do I want? Where do I want to be in this goal 30 days from now? We're only a few days into the new year. Where do you want to be by the end of January? Where do you want to be in 3 months, say in March? And really start to, and once again, don't just think about this, as you said in the opening, write it down and keep an eye on it. And we'll talk more about that later, too.
Sure. SMART goals, measurable. Now, when you say measurable, elaborate a little bit on that, please, Miles.
Sure. You know, anyone who's working any sort of job or in any sort of business, be it your own or someone else's, all businesses have measurable goals. And normally they're tied to metrics, something that you can actually look at. You can say, well, this is where we want to be. Okay, where are we at now? Okay, is that good or is that bad? Let's adjust accordingly. And that's something that has to be done all throughout your dream achievement as you have these goals. It's something you really constantly have to be looking at. And sometimes, and I'll be honest, when I've done SMART goals and I do them every year, sometimes when I do those measurable things, my metrics are off sometimes. You know, I say, well, I want to do this. And then, you know, I begin to, as I get closer and closer, I'm like, you know, maybe that wasn't too realistic. Maybe I need to change it slightly to that. And that's the other thing about goals, I think, January, that's so important. Be flexible with your goals that help you attain your dreams. Because when you first start out and you've got maybe, and I hope your listeners will make SMART goals for themselves, you're going to find that, you know, it was a really good idea at first, but as you go forward and you're starting to do some goals and you're getting closer to your dream, you're definitely going to be able and see the need maybe to modify and be really realistic and flexible in that regard as you move forward to getting towards your dream.
Okay, now, how specific should people be with this?
Specific enough that if you were to show someone what you were trying to do, they could see it, read it, and believe it themselves, even if it wasn't their goal. I get asked that question all the time. So be as specific as you can. Don't just say, you know, I want to make $10,000 more this year. Okay, well, that's kind of broad. That's kind of general. How are you going to make $10,000 more this year? Okay. I want to get advancement in my career. I want to move up. I want to get a higher position at work. What specifically are you going to do that? Are you going to take classes? Are you going to get an advanced degree? Are you going to learn a new skill set? You know, once again, be as specific as possible. And even what I just said in the last few seconds, you can even break those down further. Well, what is that skill set? Well, what is that degree? Where are you going to get that degree? How long is that going to take you? Once you start getting more realistic and once you start breaking these things down into more specifics, it becomes more real. And that's what we need to get to. It's great to dream, but we want those dreams to become reality. And being as specific as possible is going to get us closer and closer to that happening.
Okay, this is a great exercise. I hope my listeners are writing things down. I am. My goal, okay, I'm going to do my goal for this year. As we start this year, Miles, our listeners to date are 4.4 million. My goal will be to double that.
Awesome.
And I think we can measure that each month by the numbers that get posted. I think it's attainable.
Sure, it definitely is.
And, you know, each month when you come on the show, the first Monday of each month, I'm going to report back to you on what my numbers are and how high the number has gone each month. So we can have a running, what's the word that when you look at it over stats? We can have stats for the entire year.
Right.
And when you say a time bond, explain that again.
Well, time bound basically means that you're going to put some sort of beginning and end to it. And really beyond that, it means not just when you're going to start and when it's finally going to end, when you're going to achieve it. That's the bigger time bindingness of it, if that's a word. But it's also, you know, well, what's that goal going to look like, as I mentioned before, 30 days from now? What's it going to look like, you know, 3 months from now? What's it going to look like 6 months? So, for example, your goal, January, of doubling your listeners and the size of your program, you want to break that down into, okay, where do we want to be at the end of January? Where do we want to be at the end of February? For you, I would do it monthly. I don't know if weekly makes sense, but I would definitely be doing it
monthly
or quarterly at the very least.
Yeah. Well, it's very easy for me to do it monthly because I get the stats on the show each month from iHeart and from W4CY. And so I can easily find out those numbers. Okay, that's going to be my plan. And my other plan is to share our wonderful sponsors with you right now. We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January.